أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء. In the previous ayat we read, and it was a lengthy subject, and it's still the same subject that is carrying on, and a very important and very basic subject, that all the things that can lead a person to irtidad, to going out of the fold of Islam, Allah Ta'ala has explained it here. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that we're having love for the kuffar, or companionship with them, love of the kuffar, anything of their lives, their lifestyle, etc., their dressing, slowly these things can lead towards irtidad and becoming exactly like them. Now in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the same subject matter but in a different way. There Allah Ta'ala said generally that all the kuffar, don't keep any friendship with them and do not love their ways, whether it's their sports, whether it's their dressing, whether it's their education, anything of theirs, we should not have love for it. And we should not be in that companionship. Here now, Allah explains that those of the kuffar, particularly you should be careful who make a joke out of deen. Don't associate and befriend such people. Today we have to be very, very wary and careful that within our Muslim circles there are those people who make a mock out of deen and they make jokes about deen. So to befriend such people and associate with such people is also extremely dangerous for one's iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman, you have got a very great valuable asset, the diamond, the jewel, which is more valuable than everything in this world, that is that great treasure of iman you have got. And look after this. And in the matter, in the process of looking after it, لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا. مت بناؤ ان لوگوں کو جو ٹھہراتے ہیں تمہاری دین کو ہنسی اور کھیل. Do not take those people who make a joke about your deen. Like for example, in one World Cup, one country's soccer ball had La ilaha illallah on the ball, and now kicking that ball around with the kalima, you can imagine what that will lead to. Like that, many other things also, plenty things like that too, which are carrying on. So all these people who make a joke out of deen, two things are mentioned. One is huzwa. Huzwa, that is a joke, and the other, la'iba, play, that is to make istighfaf of deen, to make a joke out of deen, and to make deen like sports. And today the sad part is that masjid committees are arranging sporting events. So all these are extremely, extremely dangerous things. And we are warned against them that we should not associate with them also. Otherwise, there is a great danger of we becoming like them in that kufr actions of theirs. So therefore, we have to be on our guard. Then further, Allah Ta'ala explains about the Ahl-e Kitab. And then in the end, Allah Ta'ala says, don't take them awliya. Don't make them your friends, for that is the most dangerous thing. So we should be very much on our guard that those people who make a joke out of deen, those people who make a mockery out of deen, whether it is of the beard, whether it is the parda of the woman, or whether we say somebody is a big Sufi, is very pious, but we are mocking at him, etc., all those things are extremely dangerous for our iman. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and safeguard our iman and that of our children and families as well. وآخر دعوانا.